made a couple of really nice plays. It's not the best throw, but if you're going to miss with that throw, that's the place to miss with. To the inside of the bag where you got a chance to apply that tag as the runner runs by. Here's Bryce Terang. Pitch missed outside. It's 1-0. Bryce is 0 for 3. Fly to center. A couple of ground outs tonight for the Brewers' second baseman. The pitch. And Terang took outside. Two balls and no strikes. Two-oh pitch. Way outside. It goes to 3-0 on Bryce. It's one thing we've seen more of from Terang in the month of August, and that is working walks. Just 33 on this season, but 8 of them have come in the month of August. 3-0. That is in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. He has had overall very good month of August offensively. Quas's 3-1 pitch. Chopper behind the bag at first, fielded by Candelario on a big hop. And he runs to the bag and retires Terang, and the Brewers go down in order. In the top of the eighth, we go to the bottom of eight, 6-2 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
98 Q Country.
It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin.
Breaker, breaker, 19 is here at the Big G. I got her on the double nickel, rolling on Highway 13. Gonna wheel her into the village pit stop, top hill and butternut.
That's Big Ten fall, Big G. This is prime time. Both my tanks are running low.
Copy that, prime time. Just ease that timber train on into the village pit stop for some motion lotion. They got you covered for bars, change, hydraulic oil, anything else you need. Turn and grab some snacks and beverages for the after 5 o'clock time at the village pit stop on Highway 13. Top the hill in Barnett, Wisconsin.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Overlooking Long Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin, Harborview Pub and Eatery is the place for your summer fun. From watching the Brewers to summer volleyball leagues, or simply enjoying a cold beverage on the deck. Batter up with all you can eat Friday fish fry, deep fried or broiled. Saturdays on deck is a prime rib dinner, and hitting cleanup on Sundays, all you can eat barbecued ribs. Harborview Pub and Eatery, overlooking Long Lake and Highway 13 North in Phillips, Wisconsin. Serving 10:30 to 9 p.m. every day.
As we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, and let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Riddle with you from Wrigley Field. It's a 6-2 Brewers lead. Yoel Pyops is on for the crew. To work this eighth inning, he'll get Nick Madrigal, the number 9 hitter, for the Cubs to lead things off. And the first pitch is a slider in there for a strike. It at Madrigal bailing. And it's 0-1. Madrigal 0-2 in this game tonight. 0-1 pitch, and he just missed with a sinker at the very top. Might have clipped the top of the zone, but James Hoy didn't think so. It's 1-1. Pyops 1-1 pitch. Bouncer to second base. Ranging to his left onto the outfield grass is Terang. He'll throw to first in time to get Madrigal. A close play. Terang made that look easier than it was. He had to cover a lot of ground to get back there and field that ball. And then get his feet set and make the throw. For the luxury that is Bryce Terang as the Brewers' second baseman. Hard not to take that for granted at times because of the ease in which he makes some of those plays. And now Piam's having, I think, some difficulty with the pitch comm before Nico Horner gets in there. And so James Hoy's coming out to check on it. Piam's is showing him. I think everything is okay now, though. And James Hoy settling back in behind the plate. As Horner steps in there. Horner is 0 for 3 tonight. Piam's first pitch to him. Low and away with a sinker, and it's 1-0. 6-2. Brewers leading the series opener here tonight. 1-0 pitch. That's over but low, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Crew have won 8 games in a row. They're looking for 9 in a row here tonight. 2-0 pitch. In there with a strike, and it's 2-1. And they have led from the get-go. A 4-run top of the first here tonight for the Brewers. 2-1 pitch. Caught the inside edge with a slider. And it's 2-2. Piam's looking in. He's got the one he wants from Contreras. 2-2 pitch. Missed high. It's full now. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Horner. Swanson in the on-deck circle. This is a dangerous Cubs lineup, but the Brewers have pitched them well so far tonight. 3-2 pitch, and it is a liner through the right side and right field for a base hit for Nico Horner. So Horner is aboard. Just hit it through that right side. And that gets Swanson to the plate here. Well, nothing beats the heat like cold, creamy Cedar Crest ice cream. It's the perfect thing for you on a hot summer day. It's also the perfect dessert after a tasty Usinger brat. Fresh from Wisconsin, Usinger's in Cedar Crest, Wisconsin's best. First pitch to Swanson, misses down and away with a sinker, and it's 1-0. Inning. Swanson flinches at a strike with a sinking fastball right down the middle. It's 1-1. Piam's has been so reliable for the Brewers in this bullpen this year. 2.11 ERA for the Brewers' eighth inning man who has earned his way into this role. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back into the net. It's 1-2. Was on the opening day roster, but he was not considered a leverage guy at that point in time. He has had to earn his way into this spot, and that's what he did, and he's stayed right in this spot for the majority of the season. 1-2 to Swanson, and a called third strike. Fastball at 96 on the outside edge, and a huge ortho ASAP strikeout for Yoel Piam's. Just paint on that outside edge to get Swanson looking. Two down, and Ian Happ is the batter. Piam springs home the first pitch. Happ rolls it foul over near the Brewers' dugout. And it's 0-1. Happ is 1-for-3, the solo home run that came back in the first inning. Piam's trying to get this game to the ninth inning. A 1 pitch. Checked his swing. It didn't matter. It's a strike with a changeup and a dandy. It's 0-2. Boy, the look on Piam's face right now. He is focused and he is locked in. Happ looking out at him. There goes the runner. The 0-2 pitch is lined back up the middle. Off the glove of Adames. Gets to one knee. Throws to first. Picked out of the dirt by Tellez. Wow, what a play by Willie Adames. And a good play as well. The runner moving, so Adames racing over to cover the bag, and that allowed him to get to that ball, knock it down, and make the play. Brewers shortstop getting it done. Pyomps putting up a zero. Let's go to the ninth. 6-2 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Pick up everything you need to wrap up summer and head into Labor Day at Fleet Farm. Get deals on cookout favorites and snacks like an American Gourmet 3-Burner Gas Grill by Charbroil. On sale, $149.99. A 16-pound bag of Kingsford Charcoal Briquettes, $9.99. 24-pack of Fleet Farm Bottled Water, just $3. And 1-pound bags of pistachios are just $6.49. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any size Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, or Bueno product with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Losing sleep lately? The job, the house, the headlines, or investments? How about the feeling your investment partner isn't a partner at all? They might be operating in someone's best interest, but that someone isn't you. It's time for Annex Wealth Management. It's easy. Head to AnnexWealth.com, click the Get Started button. We work in your best interest as a fiduciary. That commitment runs so deep, we put it in writing. Does your advisor do that? Know the difference with Annex Wealth Management. Start at AnnexWealth.com.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Tyrone Taylor leads off the top of the ninth inning against Jose Quas and swings through strike one. It's 0-1. 6-2 Brewers, top of the ninth, trying to win this opening game of this big, important three-game series in Chicago. Way outside and all the way back to the backstop. And it's a ball and a strike here on Tyrone, who's 0-for-3 tonight. Came in hitting .300 over his last 22 games for Taylor. Crosses 1-1 pitch. His ground ball back up the middle. Ranging to his left is Swanson near the bag at second. He picks it and throws to first to retire Taylor for the first out. One away for Christian Yelich, who is 2-for-4 tonight. Had the solo home run to set the tone in this one. Fifth leadoff home run of the 2023 season for the Brewers' leadoff man. First pitch to him. Is outside for a ball. It's 1-0, and I'm going to give that the Annex Wealth Management difference-making moment of the game. It set the tone in this one for this Brewers offense. That is brought to you by Annex Wealth Management. Know the difference. 1-0 pitch is chopped foul off of the gear of Gomes, who is, like many catchers, taking a beating back there over the course of the night tonight, but he says he's fine. One ball and one strike on Yelich. The home run from Yelich as well. It broke up an 0-for-12. His first home run of the month of August. Can you imagine if Yelich gets going like he was in June and July with the way everybody else is swinging the bat in this offense right now? 1-1. Did he check? He did not. He went around, says Angel Hernandez, and it's 1-2. Yelich has still been getting on base at a good clip in the month of August. So doing a good job still in that leadoff spot. 1-2 pitch. Yelich, half-hearted swing and a miss, and he strikes out. And there's two away. Lost his first strikeout in relief. And here's William Contreras. Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field. Ticket advance 21 and over, who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin. And the left field Lowe's bleachers will receive a free Brewers hat courtesy of Miller Lite. For tickets, visit brewers.com/beerpin. Contreras with a couple of hits tonight. And the pitch from Quas goes all the way back to the backstop. It's 1-0. I think the arm slot coupled with the velocity of Quas leads to a challenge in terms of consistency with your mechanics. And so he will sail one once in a while. It's at least the third pitch he's thrown back to the backstop in these two innings. Missed inside. It's two balls and no strikes. Kobe Milner's getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. 2-0 is inside. Three balls and no strikes on Contreras. So you got Bellinger leading off in the bottom of the ninth for Chicago, and the Brewers have the lefty Milner up. 3-0. In there with a strike, and it's 3-1. It is not a save situation, so the Brewers may elect to try and hold back Devin Williams and see if they can get away with not using him tonight. 3-1, swing and a foul down into the dirt. It's three balls and two strikes. One would assume that should somebody reach, Devin would get up pretty quickly. Brewers would like to find a way to run into one here and give themselves even more breathing room with a 6-2 lead here in the top of the ninth inning. Wass's 3-2 pitch. Lined in with a made a nice catch behind the bag at third. Brewers have had so many hard hit balls tonight. They've got 11 hits to show for it. They could have had more. 6-2 crew as we head to the bottom of the ninth on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup, and then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, everyday low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
Action Floors, family owned and operated in Mercer. A national and global exporter is searching for team members to be part of our Get Action crew. Don't wait for a rewarding career that develops limitless skills building Wisconsin maple flooring systems. We are now hiring, and you can be a part of it. Highly competitive wages, a great benefits package, a desirable schedule. Get action at Action Floor Systems. Apply online at actionfloors.com. That's actionfloors.com for more information.
Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
6-2 Brewers as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Hobie Milner is on for the crew to try to get these final three outs. He's going to get Cody Bellinger followed by Seiya Suzuki and Yan Gomes. Here in this bottom of the ninth, Milner's been so good this year for the crew. 52 2/3 innings, a 2.22 ERA. You heard Craig Counsell and I talking about him on the pregame show tonight. And how, in years past, before the three-batter minimum rule, he might have been, as the first pitch to Bellinger's in there for a strike with a curveball, it's 0-1. He might have been painted as a lefty-only guy. But you can't do that anymore, and so he's had to learn how to get right-handers out, and he's done it well. 0-1 in there with a strike on the sinker, and it's 0-2, and Bellinger hasn't looked very interested so far. Milner's 0-2 pitch. Curveball missed outside. It's 1-2. I think that's the pitch that has really taken Hobie to another level. A curveball, he's been able to land it for a strike and get it over early and count sometimes. 1-2 pitch. Missed away with a curveball. Just trying to get Bellinger to chase, which is something he would have done in the last couple of years, but his chase rate is way down in 2023. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch. Popped him up. Shallow center field. Adames now doing a dance underneath it. Oh, he made the catch. Good adjustment by Adames. I don't know if he lost that in the lights at the last second, but all of a sudden he had to put the brakes on and make a last-second adjustment. and run about an extra 5 feet, but his athleticism took over and he made the catch. One big out for Hobie Milner. Here's Seiya Suzuki. First pitch to him. He is rolled foul over near the on-deck circle of the Cubs, and it's 0-1. A one pitch. Missed low. One ball and one strike on Suzuki. Suzuki tonight 0 for 3. 10-game hitting streak on the line for Suzuki as he takes his strike, and it's 1-2. Changeup has been a good pitch for Milner also, and he just dropped that one in there on Suzuki. One-two pitch. Jammed him, popped him up, fouling out of play. One ball and two strikes, the count remains. We'll talk about the curveball, the changeup and the emergence of that, that's helped him against righties immensely. Now time is used by Suzuki as he steps out of the box. Brewers have won 8 in a row, and they have a 6-2 lead in the bottom of the ninth here. 1-2 pitch. Missed way outside, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hobie has been an unsung hero the last 2 seasons for the Brewers. As Craig Counsell said, they've made him earn everything he's gotten. And he's pitched his way into this spot. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a changeup. Suzuki hits the bat into the dirt in frustration. It's an ortho ASAP strikeout, and the Brewers 1 out away. Milner retires the first 2 here in the ninth, and the last chance for the Cubs is Yan Gomes. Gomes is 0 for 2 with a walk tonight, the only walk in this game. First pitch to him is over but low with a changeup, and it's 1-0. Milner's 1-0 pitch. There's a curveball for a strike, and it's 1-1. Many of the folks here at Wrigley starting to file out of this ballpark. We had 35,097 here tonight. The 1-1 out in front of that changeup, and he slams it foul down into the dirt. It's 1-2, and the Cubs down to their last strike. Milner looking in. Gomes, the right-handed hitter, looking out. The 1-2 pitch, and he rolled it foul again over near the Brewers, I should say the Cubs, third base dugout. And the count stays 1-2. Craig Counsell looking on in the Brewers dugout. Milner comes set, the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back into the net. He had a good cut at that elevated fastball. It's 1-2 on Gomes. Gomes not going down without a fight here. He is 0 for his last 9 at the plate. Pitch clock rolling. Milner looking in. The 1-2 pitch. And he just missed with a curveball. Boy, Hobie Milner snaps the glove as he gets that ball back. You won't see much emotion from him ever. But he wasn't happy. He didn't get the call there. That very easily could have been strike 3. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch. High fly ball, deep right center field. Taylor has a beat on it underneath it. He makes the catch, and it's a nifty 9 for the Crew. The Brewers take the opener in Chicago, 6-2 your final. The Brewers win their 9th in a row, and they get this series started off in style in the Windy City. The Brewers now with a 5-game lead over the Cubs. And a chance to try to grow that lead even more tomorrow night. Brewers win it 6-2 over the Cubs here at Wrigley. We're back to tell you all about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
We're back with Name That Lightning Googles.
This beer pairs well with watching your neighbor trying to dock their boat again. Now, name that Lyman Kugels.
Summer Shandy Bob?
Correct. You named that Lyman Kugels. Also accepted Juicy Peach or Honey Lemon Light. Lyman Kugels. Flavor of the moment. The Jacob Leinenkugel Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly 2023.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
At Purveya, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Purveya.
At Purveya Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Lane's Farm and Fleet's Labor Day sale is going on now, featuring unbeatable deals on fall essentials for your home, work, and vehicles. Like 5-quart jugs of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil, just $22.99 after sale and $10 mail-in rebate. All Blazer trailer lighting is 10% off for rewards members. Plus, when your car's in the shop, get 10% off in-store purchases with $100 or more spent on tire and auto service. See store for details. Tires and batteries, trust and care. A Blaine's Farm and Fleet promise since 1955.
I'm so excited. It's camping season again.
Evenings relaxing with a roaring campfire.
I know.
I love a good campfire and s'mores. You packed the marshmallows, graham crackers, and chocolate, right?
Well,
Don't tell me you forgot.
No. I brought Wisconsin Campfire s'mores from Cedar Crest.
You lost me.
Here, taste this.
Rich graham-flavored ice cream, marshmallow swirl, and crushed peanut butter cups. It's delicious.
It's Cedar Crest, so you know it's the best.
Cedar Crest Campfire s'mores. Fire optional.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball has been brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Purveya Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Markets. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance. The Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular. America's Homegrown Wireless. Hupy and Abraham. Carbless handcrafted premium cocktails. Annex Wealth Management, know the difference. And Island Resort and Casino. And Josh, the Brewers make it 9 in a row.
And for the 9th consecutive game, they scored at least 5 runs in doing so. Offense has been the key. 6 runs, 11 hits total. 4 runs came in the first inning tonight for the crew. Meanwhile, 2 runs, only 5 hits, and 2 big errors for the Cubs. Wade Miley beats his former team, and he does so with another terrific outing. 6 innings of 2-run ball. Miley improves to 7-3. Jameson Taillon takes the loss. He is 7-9. No save in this one. 2 hours and 18 minutes to play it before 35,097 on a Monday night. Gorgeous evening at Wrigley Field.
And Josh, we're looking for our Chevrolet star of the game.
Well, you said it in the 9th inning. We were talking about how Christian Yelich set the tone by leading off the game with a home run. I'm going Yelly, who had not been doing a lot of power production here of late. But that home run, not only was it big for tonight's game, who knows, maybe that was big to set the table for an entire series. It just was a big jolt. Ended up getting 2 hits in the first couple of innings.
Christian Yelich, the party starter here tonight.
Thank you to the award-winning team at Hupy and Abraham. For every double play this season, Hupy and Abraham will be donating $100 to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Visit Hupy.com and learn about their win or it's free guarantee.
And the star of the game, which again was Christian Yelich, brought to you by Chevy Star SUVs, Equinox, Blazer, Traverse, Trailblazer, Tahoe, and Suburban. Visit WisconsinDriveChevy.com. Well, that's going to do it for us and the game broadcast tonight. Josh is on the way, though, with the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel post-game show. We'll be back with you tomorrow night on Deck Show. Bill by Menards will get started at 6:30. The game to follow at 7:05. Middle game of this series. What a pitching matchup it's going to be. Corbin Burns for the crew. Justin Steele for Chicago. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned for Josh and the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show. Again, the final score, Brewers win the lid lifter of this series, 6-2 tonight over the Cubs. Have a great rest of your night, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Buckle up. It's all systems go at Pottawatomie. Plug in to High Wattage Play and you could win an all-electric BMW i7. Play now through September with your club card. Prize drawings on Thursdays. There's a shocking $800,000 in total prizes on the line, including the luxury BMW i7. It's time to electrify your drive. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. More info at paysbig.com/BMW. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Pick up everything you need to wrap up summer and head into Labor Day at Fleet Farm. Get deals on cookout favorites and snacks like an American Gourmet 3-burner gas grill by Charbroil. On sale, $149.99. A 16-pound bag of Kingsford charcoal briquettes, $9.99. 24-pack of Fleet Farm bottled water, just $3. And 1-pound bags of pistachios are just $6.49. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Another Wisconsin summer, sitting by a cozy campfire, catching some sun on your favorite lake, or going to our favorite ballpark. Carbless, handcrafted vodka, tequila, and rum cocktails are ready to enjoy anywhere you find yourself this summer. Carbless has zero carbs, zero sugar, gluten-free, and is only 100 calories, so you can experience bliss without the guilt. Choose from flavors like black raspberry, lemon lime, or pineapple. Don't let your summer fly by without one. Discover Carbliss online or at a retailer near you.
Nine sounds just fine for the crew. Nine consecutive wins to open up a 5-game lead in the Central Division standings. They take the opener at Wrigley tonight by a final score of 6-2. And welcome into a happy Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show. Get in the game at Pottawatomie. Gaming, dining, sports, betting, and a luxury hotel all in downtown Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, your win is waiting. Josh Maurer back with you, and coming up, we've got the out-of-town scoreboard update, including the Reds in action in San Francisco. Later on, a highlight recap and a preview of Game 2 of the series tomorrow. As Lane just mentioned at the end of the game broadcast, what a pitching matchup is on deck for the second of this 3-game set. But a great way to start it for the Brewers. Wade Miley with 6 terrific innings to get the win, and he had one of the team's 4 Ortho ASAP strikeouts tonight. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Talking about the Reds, who are now 6 games coming into the day behind the Brewers, make it 6.5 after this one went final. And they are trailing in San Francisco 1-0, bottom half of the third by the Bay. Cincinnati just lost 3 of 4 in Arizona over the weekend. They stay out on the West Coast. They're in danger of falling 7 games out in the division. That San Francisco team has also been scuffling. They've lost all 6 series they've played this month. And each team right out of the wild card. A game and a half out of the last spot in the National League, currently being held by Arizona entering play tonight. So big game. 1-0 San Francisco. That is in the bottom half of the third. RBI from Wilmer Flores. When we come back, we'll get you more Major League scores of import on this Monday night. Final again here, 6-2 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work, heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Brewers with a four-run first inning to set the table tonight for a 6-2 win in Chicago. Milwaukee has won 9 straight and 13 of its last 16 games. Back on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show, it's time now for our home run distance recap. There were two home runs in that first inning, and the longest was Mark Canas. It was estimated to go 436 feet. Almost hit it over the bleachers and left. The home run distance brought to you by SBA. They are delivering measurable results. Let's take a look at some scores around baseball, including another win for the Philadelphia Phillies. They have been about as hot as the Crew of late. They beat the Angels 6-4 tonight. Trey Turner was the star in that one. Turner hit two homers. Bryce Harper hit another. 6-4 win. Philadelphia holds the number one wild card spot right now in the National League. In fact, they've increased that lead 4 games over the Cubs for the first wild card spot. That Philadelphia team is coming to American Family Field this weekend. Battle for the American League Central. It's a division that's been much maligned this season, and it's currently being led handily by Minnesota, and the Twins beat their next closest competition tonight, Cleveland. 10-6 final at Target Field. Make that a 7-game lead now in the AL Central for the Minnesota Twins. Look like they are playoff bound this season. Later tonight, Arizona, it's the late game, I should say. Red Hot Diamondbacks, they've moved into wild card position with a great run. They've won 12 of their last 15 games, the Diamondbacks have, to get into that third wild card spot. They're at the Dodgers tonight. We know how good L.A. has been, and it's 3-1 Los Angeles already in the bottom of the second inning in Chavez Ravine. That's a Zach Gallen start. Cy Young candidate for the Diamondbacks, but the Dodgers already with 3 against him. They've got their flame-throwing rookie Bobby Miller on the hill and a 3-1 lead in the bottom of the second inning. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. And with two more tonight, so far this season, OAW has donated $13,800 to Hunger Task Force for 138 long balls. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. 6-2 Brewers get the win here, and we'll recap it with some highlights for you when we come back on the Brewers Radio Network.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto, body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin. you'll always score big. When you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, they have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Time to recap this ninth consecutive Brewers victory with some highlights. Welcome back to the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show. 6-2 was the final. The highlights are presented by Prevea Health. They're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Coming into the series, Brewers a four-game lead in the NL Central over the Cubs. These two of the hottest teams in baseball, Chicago, winners of 7 of 9, Brewers 8 in a row. And you figured that it was going to be really kind of a fight for who could establish themselves first in this game. And the Brewers were the ones to do it immediately off of Jameson Taillon. And when I say immediately, I'm not kidding. The very first batter of the game to come up with the fans still filing through the gates of Wrigley Field, it was Christian Yelich. Just a great way to start it off. And then after a strikeout, Taillon allowed a single to Sal Frelick. Then Willie Adames hit a ground ball to shortstop. It was fielded in the hole by Dansby Swanson. Swanson tried to throw and get Frelick going to second base. He made a poor throw that went into shallow right field. And that allowed runners to get to second and third base. It was scored, a hit, and an error. So the Brewers still with a big opportunity to put up a crooked number, and that's what they would do. Rowdy Tellez hit a sacrifice fly. That made it 2-0 and left Adames at second with two outs for Mark Kenna. And that was a blast and then some. We told you earlier, over 430 estimated feet and almost over the bleacher seats in left. What a big swing for Canna. The Brewers would give up a run. Wade Miley, a two-out solo home run off the bat of Ian Happ in the bottom of the first, but still 4-1. And then in the second inning, with two outs, Taillon gave up an infield hit to Christian Yelich, and again a poor throw was the benefit to the Brewers. It was a throw by Horner that went into the dugout. And so Yelich advanced to second base, which was big because that gave William Contreras an RBI chance.
Taillon's 1-1 pitch. Ground ball through the left side and into left field. Yelich turns third. He's headed for home. And Wild Bill drives in another one. Brewers with a 5-1 lead on the Contreras RBI single.
His 38th run batted in since the start of July. And that made it 5-1. Wade Miley was cruising. He would end up giving up only two base runners through the first 4 2/3 innings that he worked before Patrick Wisdom hit a solo home run in the fifth that made it a 5-2 ball game. Miley would get through the sixth inning, though. He threw just 82 pitches in doing so and allowed just 4 hits and 2 runs. 5-2 was the score in the seventh as Drew Smyly replaced Stallone for the Cubs. And it was Contreras again starting a rally. He doubled to right with 2 outs. Willie Adames came to the plate. Rips one to left. That ball is hooking. It is fair just inside the chalk. It bangs and goes to the fence. In from third is Contreras. And Willie Adames delivers a big one. 2 out run scoring double to make it a 6-2 Brewers lead in the seventh. And when I said it was inside the chalk, it just clipped maybe the last millimeter of the left field chalk. Right near the warning track. Double that made it 6-2. That was more than enough for the Brewers bullpen. Elvis Piguero and Yoel Piamps, a scoreless seventh and eighth respectively. Then it was Hobie Milner in a non-save situation, getting the ninth inning. And he retired the first 2 batters before Yan Gomes stepped to the plate.
The pitch. High fly ball, deep right center field. Taylor has a beat on it underneath it. He makes the catch, and it's a nifty 9 for the Crew. The Brewers take the opener in Chicago, 6-2 your final. The Brewers win their 9th in a row, and they get this series started off in style in the Windy City.
Great stuff for 9 consecutive wins and now 17 games above 500. Longest winning streak since 2 seasons ago in July. Highest level above the 500 mark since the end of that season, 2021, 2 years ago. I understand we had some technical difficulties. You missed the 2 home runs in the very first inning. So here was what it sounded like with Christian Yelich leading off the ballgame.
As this ball smoked out to left center field, back goes Bellinger, up into the stands, Yelich leads off with a home run. Christian with his 17th of the season, and the Brewers on top, 1-0.
And then this is what Lane Grindle's call sounded like when Mark Canna capped off the 4-run rally.
2-0 pitch, and Canna, high fly ball deep left, Hap is back, track, wall. Shot for Mark Canna, and the Brewers all over the Cubs to start up this game here tonight at Wrigley.
They'll need one more win on either Tuesday or Wednesday to clinch the series against the Cubs. 6-2 your final, and we'll come back and go down on the farm right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogemaw, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Warga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Brewers win it 6-2. Well, 9 consecutive wins. They'll try to make it double digits on the win streak tomorrow night with Corbin Burns. Going to the bump, we'll preview the pitching matchup in just a few moments here on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel post-game show. But first, time to go down on the farm. Minor League Report brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, your trusted neighborhood store for power tools, fall cleanup, pet supplies, and much more. Shop online at farmandfleet.com. No minor league games tonight, as is the usual on a Monday. The Brewers, though, continue to have some guys on rehab assignments down there, including Jesse Winker. A couple of weeks at the minor league levels, first in Wisconsin with the Timber Rattlers, then last week with AAA Nashville. Winker played 5 games. He went 5-for-17 with a double. .294 batting average last week at AAA for Jesse Winker. We remind you that tomorrow night, the On Deck Show built by Menards once again is underway at 6:30. And first pitch is scheduled for 7:05 as the Brewers send Burns to the hill. This is a matchup of a couple of Cy Young Award candidates. Justin Steele is perhaps the favorite to win that award in the National League at the moment. And the left-hander is Burns' opponent tomorrow night. Should be a great one, and we certainly hope that you can join us for all the broadcast coverage. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer for Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Kent Sommerfeld saying so long from Wrigley Field. Once again, the final score after a 4-run first inning started it. Brewers go on to beat the Cubs 6-2. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. So long, everybody.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 98Q is brought to you by Christopher Electric, Great Northern Hotel, and the Wolf's Den. Home Slice Pizza, Northern Lights in the Lanes, Northwoods Accents of Mercer, Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery, Jack's Corner Bar, Double D's Public Pizza, JC Builders, South Fork Electric, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Heckman Auction, Village Pit Stop, by Harborview Pub and Eatery of Phillips, and by Warga Auto and Truck Center.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life, now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view, no, I don't feel like me, girl, if I
Online at 98qcountry.com.